Sangam mukta duk sangu,
Sangam mukta duk sangu,
Atum no sahate buddha,
Atum no sahate buddha,
Kirtyamanam yaso yasya,
Kirtyamanam yaso yasya,
Sakrida karmya rochanam,
Sakrida karmya rochanam,
Tasmin yasta diyakpata,
Tasmin yasta diyakpata,
Sahirun viraham katam,
Sahirun viraham katam,
Darshanasparsha sanlapa,
Darshanasparsha sanlapa,
Shoyanasana bhojanai,
Shoyanasana bhojanai,
Sangha,
Sangha,
by association of pure devotees,
Mukta
Duksangha,
Mukta Duksangha,
freed from bad materialistic association. Atum, to give up,
na
utsahate, never attempt. Buddha, one who has understood the Lord. Kiyat yamanam, glorifying. Yashaha, fame. Yasya, whose. Sakrit, once only. Akarnya, hearing only. Rochanam, pleasing. Tasmin, unto him. Nyastatiha, one who has given up his mind unto him. Pata, the sons of Prita, Saheran, can tolerate. Viraham,
separation.
Katam,
how.
Darshana, seen eye to eye. Sparsha, touching. Sanglapa, conversing. Shoyana, sleeping. Asana,
sitting.
Bhojanai, dining together. Translation. The intelligent who have understood the Supreme Lord in association with pure devotees and have become freed from bad materialistic association can never avoid hearing the glories of the Lord, even though they have heard them only once. How then could the Pandavas tolerate his separation? For they had been intimately associated with his person, seeing him eye to eye, touching him, conversing with him, and sleeping, sitting, and dining with him.
Satang prasangad mama bija sangvida bhavanti hitkarna dasana katha tadjusanat asu apavak vavakmani tadhya rati bhakti prasiddhat. Satang prasangad satsang, satsanga, sat means devotees. And asat means non-devotees. Even in moral instruction of Chanakya Pandit, he advises tajo durjana sansargam bhaja sadhu samagamam. Chanakya Pandit, although he was a politician, great politician, still a learned Brahmin and knowing all moral instruction, he gives this advice. Tajo durjana sansargam. This is the crucial point of advancement in human life. Tajo durjana sansargam. Try to avoid, not try, must, you must avoid the association of the materialistic person. Materialistic person means those who are after money and woman, that's all. They are materialistic. Those persons simply hankering after money and home, they are materialist. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has advised to associate with these class of men hankering after money and home, it is better, death is better, prefer than to associate. When you are requested to see King Pratavrudra, because you are king, he is supposed to be always in association with money and all that. He refused to see. No, I cannot see the king. When he refused to see, he quoted one verse. Bhavasagaras. Niskinchanasya bhavasagaras. Niskinchanasya jivimiso bhavasagaras. People do not know what is bhavasagara. They do not know him. But in Vedic literature, this is the first instruction. How to get out of this bhavasindhu, bhavasagar, material ocean. The whole universe is also ocean. And all these planets, they are called deepa. Just like this planet is called Jamudipa, Bhargava. Actually, it is like deepa. Nowadays, those who are flying in the sky, they are going from one island to another island, one planet to another planet. So, when there is called deepo, there must be relative term, the ocean or the sea. So, whole this universe, these planets, they are called deepo. Therefore, they are floating in the ocean of air. Just like you have got experience. You have got experience of this also. Ocean of water. And above water there is air. Ocean of air. Then there is stars. So bhavasagara. This whole universe is bhavasagara. Sagar means ocean. Or sea. And bhava means repetition of birth and death. Bhava. Bhutta bhutta paliyate Bhagavad Gita. Once we take birth, we remain here for some time, then we give up this body, we accept another body. Tatha dehantaram prapti. We have to. So long we are in this material ocean, we have to accept these laws of nature, repetition of birth and death. So this is called bhavasagara. So, we are eternal. Nitya sasvatayam nahanyate hanumani sarire. It requires little intelligence that I am eternal. Why I am in this business, accepting one body and even giving it up? And there is no guarantee what kind of body I am going to accept next. There is no guarantee. It will be according to your work. We can become an insect, or you can become the demigod. We can become tree, we can become animal. Anything according to our karma. Karana daiva netreta. So, these rascal civilizations, they do not understand what is bhavasagara, what is bhava. Nothing. They are so rascal. And they are passing on a civilization. No knowledge. So, when one is intelligent, actually, then he considers that if I am eternal, why should I accept repetition of birth and death? That is intelligence. But they are given to birth and death, never mind. Even university students, they say, if next time if I become an animal, what is wrong? Let's see how much degraded. In Hawaii University, one student say that even if I become an animal, what is wrong there? Let's see how much degraded the human society has become. They are prepared to become animals, cats and dogs, trees, anything. So, when one comes out of this gross ignorance, how to get out of this bhavasagara? Just like if you are thrown into the water of sea, you may be a very expert swimmer, but you don't like to remain there. You want to come out. Similarly, although we may be very expert in changing our body, but still, at the time of death, we don't like it. Nobody likes to die. But nobody thinks how to stop this death. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Nahannate Hannamane Sarire. By the destruction of this body, the soul is not dead, it is living. So this is called self-realization. One must be sober to think over that if I am eternal, if I do not die after the destruction of this body, and I do not like to die, how to stop it? This is it. How to stop the reputation of birth and death? But the human civilization, the so-called human being, has become so much degraded, they have no brain even to think over this matter, that how to stop this reputation, or if there is any means to stop this reputation of birth and death. They do not, they have no knowledge. Still, they are going on as human beings. They are like animals. Even big professors in Europe, they say, Swamiji, after death, everything is finished. Tathādi hantaram tāti vīrasattanam hīyati. Even the plain word, the first instruction of Bhagavad Gita, they do not understand. Not only they, here also, so many politicians, so many rascals, they take Bhagavad Gita, but they do not understand. They are busy with politics, but the first instruction of Bhagavad Gita, Nahannate Hannamane Sarire, Vihinasmin Jathadhi Tomara Jogunangera, Tathadhi Hantram Tathi. No political leaders teach the people that there is birth after death. Have you heard any politician? But take the Bhagavad Gita and stands his photograph. Now he is a very great reader of Bhagavad Gita. But one who understands Bhagavad Gita, and he is a rascal. If he understands Bhagavad Gita, why is he in politics? And even if he is politics, these all these kings, Maharaj, Yudhishthira, Krishna, they are also in politics. But they know things that they are. That is the difference. Who can be greater politician than Krishna? He is giving this instruction. Vihinasmin yathādehi tomāra yogunam jara. Tathādehāntaram prāpti. So, this human life, if they do not know what is the process of living condition, how we are changing, how we are accepting birth and death, how to stop it, then what is the meaning of this humanity? So, this knowledge can be attained by satsang. Satsang. Satsanga means, this is satsang. Associating with devotees of the Lord. So, satsanga. Satsangat mukta dushanga. You cannot make association with two parties. If you want to associate with the devotees, then you have to give up the association of the non-devotees. That is your nature. Just like our, these students, although they are very young, they are not only young, but coming of very luxurious families in America, Europe. Here the boys, they cannot even imagine how much luxury they enjoy. Here, they have no employment, our young men. Mostly unemployed. And in Europe, America, especially in America, there is no question of unemployment. Anyone can go and earn immediately $10. $10 means 100 rupees. He's prepared. One of my students, Sadhish, he was mourning, he was absent. So, I asked him, why you are absent? Now I require some money. So I went to get some money. How you got money? Now, I went to the shoe brushing shop. So, I brushed some gentleman's shoes. I got some money. $5. So you know how to earn money. There is no scarcity of money. Even in a hotel, one goes, he washes the dishes immediately, gets $10. So money and omen. So, they are enough dangerous. But now, they have given up everything. Why? Due to the satsanga. Due to the satsanga. Satsanga, tattva dushanga. Nama. Nama association is money and omen. This is so powerful, satsanga. Satsanga is so powerful. Satsanga means satang prasangat mama bija sangida. But actually, there is satsanga, not professional Bhagavad readers or Bhagavad readers. No, real, realized souls of Bhagavad, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, they are called salt. Not for earning livelihood. They are not salt. Those who are reading Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavad for some worldly, material gain, they are not salt. They are salt. Those who are actually reading Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam for the satisfaction of Bhagavad, they are salt. So, once associating with these sub people, he cannot make any more association with us. Here is a vivid example. This is case. He left our company. He associated with some asat. Asat means non-devotees. Asat generally you understand rogues and thieves. But those who are devotees, they are less than rogues and thieves. Those who are not devotees, they are less than rogues and thieves. So he could not associate. It was trouble. At last he had to leave. So satsangat mukta dushanga. Once he had associated sincerely with devotees, he cannot mix with non-devotees. This is the test. This is the test. Salvamapiyasa dharmasa prayate mahato bhaya. He, once only, Sakri Charity said, Kirtamanam yaso yasya Sakri apanna rochanam. If once satan prasanga satsanga is so powerful, if one submissively hears from satsanga about the name and fame of the Supreme Lord, immediately it becomes palatable. Sakit aparna rochana. The same thing is repeated in another place. Satang prasangat mama bid sangvida bhavanti riktanna rathayana katha. If one hears from real devotee, immediately he becomes pregnant. Bijam. Just like if one boy is bijaman, as soon as he sets, the girl must be pregnant. Similarly, those who are bijava, really devotee, by hearing him, one becomes pregnant. Pregnant means he becomes interested in Krishna consciousness. This is called satang prasangatma bija sangita. Bhavanti ritkarna rasayana katha. Rit, we like from the heart. We like from the ear, very nice to hear. Rit karna rasayana. Rasayana means pleasing. As soon as one will hear from satang, then his ear and heart will be pleased. Oh, it is very nice. Ritkanna rasayana katha tadjosanat. And if he again cultivates, if he thinks over, tadjosanat asu. Asu means immediate. Apavartavartmani on the path of liberation. Sadhya bhakti janukramishyati. This is the process. Therefore, satsanga is required. Now we have opened such a big hall inviting people to come to take part in this satsanga, and nobody is interested. So, therefore, if anyone becomes interested, he is very intelligent. He is intelligent because he wants to stop this repetition of birth and death. This is the problem. This problem, the so-called scientist, philosopher, educationist, and politician, they have set aside this question. The real problem is to solve the question of birth and death. They do not touch it. They are making plans for economic development and other things. Economic development, suppose you become rich man for 20 years or 50 years at most at the present moment. Then you become a cat and dog and next guy. Then what is your economic development? But they do not know that there is life after death. We have to prepare for the next life. Karmana daivane prema. Then, according to my karma, by superior inspection, I will get next birth. And in the Bhagavad Gita, it is plainly spoken. Janma karma me divvam ye jhanati tattva. Krishna says, simply try to understand. My janma, I take birth. Ajo ki sanabhaya atma. He is ajo. Everyone of us ajo. Najayate nam yate. We don't take birth, we don't die. Because we are part and parcel of Krishna. So Krishna must be ajo. So Krishna takes birth, there is janmashtami. See, if anyone tries to understand why the Aja, the unborn, takes birth, Janma Karma, and God, Krishna, who has nothing to do, that is the basic information. Natasatajam karanamcha vidyate. Why he has to do? Actually, he hasn't got to do anything. He has to enjoy it. Just like we see the deity, Krishna, is not working in the factory as a factory manager. He is enjoying the company of Radhara. We have to work. If we enjoy with our so-called Radhara, then we starve to death. We have to work. But God is not like that. Natasya kajyam karanamcha vidyate. Natasya sama adhikasta visyate. These are the information from Vedas, Upanishad. That he has nothing to do. Yes, that is real God. If God has to work, God has to do something, then what kind of God he is? Yes, the so-called imitation God, even a rich man, he does not do anything. And why God will work? Therefore, God comes, he is Aja, unborn, he comes, Janma, Karma, he works also. Just like Krishna, he was ordinary. Thou was born. He was as ordinary politician. He worked as ordinary philosopher, left the instruction of Bhagavad Gita and so many other instructions, sublime instructions. So, one has to understand why the unborn takes birth, one who hasn't got to do anything, why he comes as a human being and works. Janma karma me dibba. These are all transcendental subject matter. These are not ordinary things. Krishna's coming, Krishna's working, Krishna's fighting, Krishna's loving, they're all transcendental subject matter. Aprasita. So, janma karma me dibbam jo janati tattva. If anyone simply understands this subject matter, why Krishna takes birth, why Krishna works as ordinary man, these are all transcendental subject matter, then he becomes free. Tattva deham punarjanma naiti. Simply by understanding Krishna, about his work, about his birth. Simply we can understand. The Bhagavad Gita is there. You can read and try to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is. The result will be takta deham punarjanma naiti. Then after giving up this body, he never takes birth in this material world. Punarjanma. Punarjanma means within this material world. In the spiritual world, there is no janma, there is no death. Punarjanma naiti. Then where he finished? No, mameti. He comes to me, back to home, back to God. This is perfection. So anyone who is interested in this highest perfection of life, punarjanma naiti mameti, not to take birth again in this material world, but to go back home, back to Godhead. Such person, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaks for such person, nishkinchanasya jigvisho bhavasāgara. Parang-parang jigvisho bhavasāgara. Parang-parang jigvisho. Just like we are on this side of the sea, we want to go the other side of the sea. Similarly, this bhava-samudra, we are on this part of the sea, material world. If we want to go to the other side, the spiritual world, so we have to become niskincha. Nishkinchan means no more possessing anything material. That is called Nishkinchan. If we hanker after possessing material, therefore sannyas. Sannyas means simply possess Krishna. No other possession. That is Nishkinchan. You have to possess something. Suppose you have got something, one copper coin or silver coin. So if you dispossess, if you throw it away, then what is the gain? Whatever you had is gone. But if you throw the copper coin or the silver coin and if you accept the gold coin, then you are profit. Then it is profit. So, Nishkinchan, to simply become Nishkinchan, renounce of everything, just like Mahavadi, Sannyasi, they do. Brahma Sattva Javan Mitha. Yes. But Brahma Sattva, they do not understand what is the actual Sattva Vastu. That Sattva Vastu is Bhagavan. They do not search after Bhagavan. Simply, the light effulgence of Bhagavan, Brahma Jyoti, they are such far. What is that? Trouble. Stop the. So there are so many versions about satsanga and asatsanga. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advises, Nishkinchanasya Parang Parang Jigimso Bhavasagarasya Sandarsanam Athudusitam. The finding? Sandarsanam Athudusitam Visainam Athudusitam. So, Nishkinchan means do not hanker after any more money and woman. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refused to see persons who are after money and woman. Because by their association, we may be infected. We may be again hankering after. Suppose I have taken sannyas, and if I see one grihastha, having a very faithful and dutiful wife, if I think, oh, I left my wife, if I would have possessed, I would have been happy. He is immediately followed. Because within the mind, he is associating with Joseph. Suppose we go to see some rich man, I see that he has got money, nice motor car, nice building. If I think, oh, I have taken sannyas, if I would have possessed all these things, I would have been. Then immediately called up. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu strictly prohibits that if you have become Nishkinchan, renounce order, with the idea of going forward, bhavasagaras, on the other side of the world, then aspiring after money and homer is lower than dying, committing suicide. Ahanta, ahanta. Vishabhakshanata vyasat. If you take poison, that is criminal. Similarly, he says, a man in renounced order of life, if he is thinking of woman and money, then he is committing suicide more than ordinary suicide. Vishabhakshanatavi asad. Vishabhakshan. If you drink poison, then you are criminal. If you survive, by law you will be punished. Perhaps you know it. Anyone attempting to commit suicide, if he survive, by law he will be punished. Why you attempted suicide? This is criminal. Similarly, to see, they aspire after omen and money by the renounced order people is lower than committing suicide. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's verse. So actually who has associated with sadhu, he cannot make any more association with sadhu. Therefore it is said that satsangat mukta dusham. Mukta dusham. Mukta means completely liberated. Such person has no sahate buddha. Such person cannot give up the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Kirtamanam. He may try to go away, but he will not be happy. He will not be happy. We have seen practically some of our boys who have left, they come occasionally. Even he protests externally. Internally, he understands that he has committed a mistake by associating. Kitamanam. Kitamanam jasu. Yes, sir. Satid atanna rochanam. This Sankirtan, chanting of this holy name, is so pleasing that one cannot avoid it if once he has associated with devotees. This is the position. Therefore, for the Pandavas, of course, the holy name of the Lord and the Lord, they are identical. There is no difference. But still, we are chanting the holy name of the Lord. And if the Lord comes personally, how much we shall be glad. So, we are chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna's name. But the Pandavas, they are practically associating with Krishna. So, if a person associating with devotees becomes interested in chanting the holy name of the Lord, how much it is impossible, how much it is impossible for the Pandava to give up his association. Because they are so fortunate that darsana, sparsha, sangalapa, swayana, asana, bhojana. They are in so intimately friendly terms with Krishna that they are lying together, they are sitting together, they are eating together, always seeing Krishna. How they can tolerate his separation? It is impossible. If a devotee cannot give up his chanting of his holy name, how the person who are actually seeing Krishna, associating with Krishna, can tolerate separation from him? This is the paragraph. Thank you very much.